Students have a lot on their minds. College grads are looking at the economy and the shrinking job market, and high school grads are just trying to figure out how to pay for college. Back in January, I talked with some Virginia high school students who were facing tough choices. One of them worried she couldn't afford her dream school, Hampton University.
Oh, this is a lot of money. Okay, where am I going to get this from the sky? No? Okay. And so I brought in my horizons and I applied for Old Dominion University. I got in, and it's literally half the tuition, so it's either my dream school or the school down the street. It's me who has to figure out which one do I want to do.
That's Katherine Johnson. I met her when I visited Fairfax High School a few months back, and today she's here at NPR headquarters. So, Katherine, what did you decide to do?
I decided to go to Hampton University, most definitely. Like I said, it was my dream school. I couldn't give it up. I couldn't give up my dream. I'm really excited. I can't wait. Yes.
And what does your mom think?
I'm going to try to support her and obtain her education at Hampton University.
That's Pearl Johnson, Katherine's mother. She's here with us, too. Katherine, tell me about that conversation when you two sat down together and tried to figure out how to make Hampton work.
It wasn't like the Cosby Show. It was kind of, there was some yelling and screaming and crying, and almost every day mom would come home and we would talk about Hampton, then like an hour later she'd be like, I just don't know how to pay for it. And I'd be like, you just said you did. give me a straight answer here. Or else I'll just go to Old Dominion. And so like, I think like one weekend mommy had like these sheets of paper and like literally planned out each payment scenario, if I got this scholarship, if I didn't get this scholarship, if I got the Virginia tag, if I didn't, and planned it out, how much would come out of my bank account, everything, how much the Virginia tag would give me, my dad's child support, and the loan that I took out. And then, so we got through the first year. So that's all planned out.
And VTAG is a Virginia state grant for students going to Virginia private schools.
Yeah, I think Katherine captured it pretty correctly. And honestly, I'm still quite nervous about it. I think at the first segment that you did with her, she announced to the whole world that I was working three jobs. And that is absolutely true. I have two part-time jobs and I have a full-time job. I'm a sign language interpreter. So I work for two companies, signing interpreting at night. Katherine works a part-time job and she's been saving religiously since she's been 14. You know, the best that she can.
Have you started to think about what it's going to be like when she's not in the house?
Absolutely. I envision Katherine in the library studying all the time. Not so many friends. maybe one or two. I do have an expectation that she's going to bring a certain grade point average. I think our goal is 3.5. I think she's more than capable of doing it if she make the effort and apply herself. But I'm going to be here working, trying to make sure I have finances to support her. She's been a wonderful daughter, and as she's gotten older, she's been a wonderful friend. And I'm going to really miss her, so I'm not sure, you know, how that's going to all play out. But I'll grow, and she'll grow, and then we'll come back together, and maybe I'll get a couple of friends, too. And have some fun. Maybe one or two.
Katherine Johnson and her mother, Pearl Johnson. Katherine graduates from Fairfax High School in Virginia next month. Good luck at Hampton.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Comes. Tell me what it takes to be number one. Tell me what it takes to be number one.